Prime Minister Mia Motley has signaled that government is moving to do something about the many complaints it's been getting from Bajans at home and abroad about how lawyers are treating their clients. She was responding to some questions from Barbadians living in Montreal, Canada last night, and this was one of them.
I have two questions. One on behalf of my son, who visits Barbados very often. He was born here. He's very concerned about the service industry and how rude people are becoming in Barbados. That's the first one.
And listen to the reaction of the crowd when he raises the second question.
We've been going through a problem with real estate and a lawyer, or lawyers, for the longest time, where they... Wait, the lawyers believe that we have so much money in Canada, they charge us for everything.
The Prime Minister repeated that she is banking on a program of retraining, together with a focus on empowerment and enfranchisement.
I've said it, that we're going to take every single task in the island, from washing cars, right back up to lawyers and doctors and accountants. And we're going to define what is excellence in each job.
But what about the lawyers?
In the case of the lawyer, you've got service standards, and you have also clear scale of fees that have to be applied. Maybe it is time for us to also relook the scale of fees that we have hitherto, because it does not relate to a modern Barbados, and I've had that discussion with the Attorney General. And we also have to digitize a lot of what we're doing with respect to our land registry, because like with other countries in the world, Barbados is too small. I could take that phone and look now at the whole island with Google Earth and just keep pushing my hand on the finger on the screen and map over the whole island in no time at all. Not true? And if you do so, I'll open it up with the iPhone with the two fingers, so you can open up and open up to the smallest possible lot on the thing. Now, you can't have all of that technology available to you, and you not therefore move to be able to make the transfer of land as simple as the filling out of applications, okay? And the notion that people hold on to professions that hitherto were lucrative for the sake of holding on to them, cannot be the basis of a modern competitive Barbados. And to that extent, therefore, the same company that we're talking to out of Canada here for the corporate registry and the vital statistics registry that we're forming, we're talking to them also about the land registry. One of the last things I did before the end of the financial year, and it can only happen at certain times of the year, was to be able to commission the aerial photography of Barbados so that we can do the cadastral survey and that we can also start to move the platform for us to be able to digitize how we treat to our land and our land registry in a more effective way. But the truth is that there is so much to be done. That's why I'm up here asking everybody to be able to become active citizens, and our responsibility, and that's where it needs to come to us, not just in a conversation as I walk out this building, because then you're dependent on my memory. Then you're dependent on me not getting a cold or a headache. That can't work.
And Ms. Motley had a bit more to say about the lawyers.
On the lawyers, I think I kind of answered you that they too have to be subject to the discipline of retraining and also new rules. In fact, there was a report done when I was Attorney General that we brought back up that was done by Professor Patchett, who was Dean of the Law Faculty, and Sir Roy Marshall, that has to look at a reform of the Legal Profession Act, because there are just too many stories, not just from you in Canada, but throughout the diaspora, of lawyers not being responsive. And sometimes it may not even be that they're doing anything bad, but they're just not responsive to people. And you can't be not responsive to people in a service sector where you are a fiduciary agent.
Prime Minister Mia Motley speaking to an audience of Barbadians in Montreal, Canada last night. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.